Hello, Tony. My name is Lauren Palazzolo, and I am from a suburb of Sacramento called Orangevale. It sounds kind of like a cow town, but it's really not. My major is geological sciences with an emphasis in paleontology. I really like my major, although it's pretty challenging, but I do enjoy the classes, and I really enjoy the people that I take my classes with. It's pretty cool because we go on a lot of field trips, which is exciting, and I love camping, so it's good. I'm taking physics because it's required for my major, even though I've been putting it off for years because I'm terrified of physics, and I kind of doubt my abilities, in taking physics because I don't think that I'm really strong in math, even though I know physics, the one I'm taking, is pretty much algebra-based and trigonometry. So, hope I do really well in it. So another reason I need to take physics is because I've been putting it off and I really need to graduate. So, I also have to take 180B, and I have to take both of the labs with that. And I need to get at least a B so my GPA doesn't suffer in both classes. Physics is important to me because physics is a part of everyday life, and it's the fundamental science that all other sciences are based off of. At least that's what my boyfriend tells me every day when I'm having trouble with physics. Physics is important to my future because if I understand physics, then I have a better chance of understanding the other sciences. The purpose of your problem-solving methods is that if you draw out the diagram and you explain your reasoning and write out your equations and list your knowns and unknowns, then it's easier for you to understand what's going on with the problem, and also for better, it's easier for you to explain the problem to somebody else in your group, or just so you mentally get an idea of what's going on and you can like picture the actual problem. I love going to college. I've been at SDSU for like 6 years. I started off as a freshman, and I came to San Diego State right out of high school, so I did pretty well my first semester, but second year, I kind of got into the partying a lot, and was basically drunk every weekend, and my grades kind of suffered, so I kind of had to get myself into shape and really concentrate on school. So, I have about 2 more years left until I graduate, and I've been putting off all my really hard classes, so the next 2 years are going to be really difficult because it's like chemistry and calculus and geochemistry and geophysics and seismic interpreting, which is a computer-based class, which is pretty difficult from what I hear. And my parents are really, really, really ready for me to graduate because they're getting super tired of supporting me. And they're like, you need to graduate and get a job so you can contribute to society and be a responsible adult. And my dad is really hell-bent on me getting a job with the government because he says there's great retirement packages, great benefits, and great days off and all that kind of stuff. So that's a possibility of me getting a job there. Another job that I kind of want to get is like soil engineering or working for like an oil company, and oil companies pay a lot of money. I think someone who starts off in an oil company pays anywhere from $70,000 to $100,000 per year, plus you get an additional $10,000 sign-on bonus. The only downfall to working for an oil company is that most of the training is in Houston, Texas, which has the worst country, or has the worst weather in the country. So that would definitely be a factor in what kind of career I choose. But I really think that I should visit Houston before I actually make a decision to work for an oil company or to not work for an oil company. I am also really interested in fashion, just like every other girl out there. I watch a lot of Project Runway, which is one of my favorite shows. It's on Bravo, and it's about designers and designing fashion and clothes and that kind of stuff. So that's kind of something else that I want to toy around with, just like exploring the fashion world and maybe even going to grad school for fashion design or fashion merchandising or something like that. My friend is a fashion designer, and she's really, really good, so she can help me out with a lot of that stuff. But for now, I just really need to concentrate on school and getting a really good grade in physics. So I'm enjoying your class so far, and I like that your website is set up so that it helps the students. And I like that you give examples and your problems all worked out online. So yeah, I plan on visiting you a lot in your office hours. So yeah. Other than that, I'm Italian, so I have a lot of Italian pride, and that's like a huge part of what I am, even though I've never been to Italy, but I'd really, really, really like to go. My dad goes back every year to visit family and friends, so yeah. And I know you're Italian, so you can tell by the last name and by your fiery personality. So yeah, I look forward to speaking with you and for you to help me out with all my problems. Thank you very much. Bye.